Let's see. Let me get a drink real quick. Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I'm so glad that you could join me today. And, of course, we're going to have lots of fun. My name is Rebecca. Hey, look. Today, I brought my bottle. It's very important to drink at least 8 cups of water a day, right? So I thought that I should be carrying my water bottle around everywhere I go. However, are all water bottles really safe? Now that's a really good question. I'm so glad that you asked that question. Well, we're going to be discussing this very issue in today's lesson. Today's lesson is called, What's in My Bottle? What's in my bottle? Isn't it just water or tea? Think about that. There might be something else in your bottle. And the question I have for you, I would like you to answer, is, what have many countries banned? What have many countries banned? Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin.
What's in my bottle? Are all water bottles safe? We all know clean water is important for good health, but now we also know we should watch what we keep our water in. Plastic bottles hardened with BPA can release a chemical into our water that harms our bodies. Since 2011, many countries have banned plastic with BPA from use in food containers and baby bottles. But are other non-BPA plastics safe? Plastics labeled BPA-free might use other chemicals that have harmful health effects. Studies have shown that low levels of those chemicals might have the same effects as BPA.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 harden 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 hard 硬的这个形容词，所以 harden 是指变硬或者是硬化。例如 the cement hardens really fast if you stop mixing it. 水泥如果停止搅拌的话，就很快会变硬。或者是 butter hardens when it's kept at a low temperature. 奶油如果存放在低温下就会硬化。harden 也指变冷酷或者是坚强或严肃。例如 both governments' attitudes hardened after the missile tests. 飞弹试爆后两国的态度都变成强硬。继续我们看的是 chemical 这个字。chemical 在今天的课文中是当名词，意思是化学物。例如 if you mix these two chemicals together, they will explode. 如果你把这两种化学物放在一起，它们就会爆炸。或者是 our bodies release different chemicals to keep our systems working in harmony.我们的身体释放不同的化学物质，让各个系统可以和谐的运作。Chemical 也可以当形容词，意思就是化学的。例如 ,a chemical substance 是指一种化学的物质，或者是 chemical reactions 是指化学的反应。Skip, what's in your bottle?
You know, Rebecca, I do think that's a very interesting question.
Right.
I have a good answer for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
There is nothing in my bottle. See, I don't have any water, no tea, nothing else. My bottle is empty.
So why did you bring an empty water bottle?
Because,
at least my water bottle has water in it.
Well, because, Rebecca,
yes?
I think this will be a very good prop to use while teaching today's lesson, right? It's a plastic water bottle.
Right. Well, do you consider your water bottle safe?
You know what? I do.
Why?
Because I've only used it once or twice.
Oh.
So it's safe, right? Still, I can use it many more times.
I think maybe, Gabe, you have a lot to learn from today's lesson. Friends, our lesson is called, What's in My Bottle? Are all water bottles safe? Those are two questions that maybe you want to try to answer throughout today's lesson.
Hmm.
Gabe, we all know clean water is important for good health, right?
Yes, the good fact to begin our lesson with. But we read now, but now we also know we should watch what we keep our water in. So we're going to be learning about containers, or the things that you keep your water or other drinks in.
Now, before we continue, let's talk about this phrase. Watch what you blank verb, right? This just means, or you can use this when you're just trying to tell someone to be careful about doing something.
Right. There are some other ways that we could use this phrase, some other verbs that we could use. For example, your doctor might tell you or remind you to watch what you eat, okay? Don't just eat everything that you want to eat. There's a lot of junk food out there. It's not good for you. Your parents might tell you, watch what you say. You need to say nice things or be kind to other people. If you're going shopping, hey, maybe you need to watch what you spend. Don't spend too much money.
That's right. And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about how we need to watch what we keep our water in. Why? Well, our lesson says plastic bottles hardened with BPA can release a chemical into our water that harms our bodies. That's why, Gabe, I was asking if your water bottle is safe. Is there like this hardened BPA covering on your water bottle?
It's not too hard. I guess it's not as hard as your bottle. Is that what that means?
No, Gabe, that's not what it means. Oh. And it's actually not even something that you can see or feel.
Ah, right. Oh, we're talking about the BPA.
Right, we're talking about the BPA, like a coating.
Okay.
It hardens.
Okay, so that is what makes plastic, it's not healthy for you. Of course, it's not, you shouldn't eat plastic. But often, we think that we're not eating plastic or we're not putting plastic into our bodies. But actually, with some water bottles, we are.
Right. And we read since 2011, many countries have banned plastic with BPA from use in food containers and baby bottles. And guess what? That is the answer to my question I asked earlier. What have many countries banned?
Many countries have banned plastic with BPA from use in food containers and baby bottles. Very specific things they've banned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Food containers and baby bottles. Well, I think that's very important. You don't want to contaminate anybody, especially small children. But, Rebecca, what does that word ban mean?
I'm glad you asked. Now, if you ban something, that just means that you refuse to allow something. So, if countries have banned plastic with BPA, that means that countries are no longer allowing plastic to be sold that has BPA in it.
And this word can be used as a noun as well. You might say there is a ban on something. Okay, there's a ban on smoking indoors in that country. Or people have banned smoking indoors. But let's continue here. Plastics labeled BPA-free might use other chemicals that have harmful health effects. Studies have shown that low levels of those chemicals might have the same effects as BPA.
So it sounds like it might be releasing toxins, so the water could be toxic.
Exactly. And if it's toxic, that means it is poisonous or really bad for your health.
Right. So that sounds terrible. I'm telling you, Gabe, I'm not sure your water bottle is really safe.
Well, what about yours, Rebecca?
We'll talk about it later. But right now, let's learn something in the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud, friends. Have you ever seen anyone use air quotes? This is a practice of drawing quotation marks in the air with two fingers as you say something.
If you have never seen it, it's when someone holds their index and middle fingers up at shoulder height and drops their fingers at the beginning or end of a short phrase or word.
Some people think air quotes are too much, but they can be an effective way to get a message across.
Now, when people use air quotes, they mean that the quoted word or phrase is being used in an ironic way. When Rex used air quotes around too much, he meant that he doesn't see air quotes as too much.
Irony can be a difficult concept to translate, and even when other people are speaking in their own language, irony can be difficult to understand.
The nice thing about air quotes is that the speaker is identifying a word or a concept that they are using in an ironic way.
So, if you see someone using air quotes, you can guess that they actually mean the opposite of what is being air quoted.
But the actual use of air quotes can be difficult to pull off in a natural way.
The overuse of air quotes will be seen as annoying or trite by a lot of people, so it's hard to explain an appropriate situation for using them.
Just like irony or sarcasm, air quotes can be either funny or a good way to express an opinion, or insulting or provide a large possibility for misunderstanding.
朋友们, 不晓得你有没有看过有人在用英文交谈的时候出现了这样的手势。 这就是所谓的air quote, 空气中的引号, 用来强调你说话的某些字或名词。 例如,当你看到一个自恋的男人, 你或许会说, Wow, he is so handsome. 有听到我语气当中带有一种讽刺的意味吗? 没错,当你想要讲反话或是话中有话, 你就可以用这个手势去强调你口里说出的某些字。 这个手势像不像英文两撇的引号? 通常air quote只能在说英文的时候使用, 但如果对方知道air quote的用法, 或许用中文交谈时也可以使用。 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now we all know that it's very important to drink water, a lot of water. But do you know what else is very important? It's important to think about what you put your water in. If you're using a plastic water bottle, you know, you might be drinking some toxins, things that are really bad for your body. Well, lucky for me, I don't have a plastic water bottle. I have a stainless steel water bottle, and this is a much better choice than plastic. Well, let's learn more about this topic right now.
What's in my bottle? So what should people do? The best material to drink from is glass, which has no chemicals that can contaminate water. Another good choice for a drink container is stainless steel. Stainless steel bottles are better than aluminum bottles, which can have a thin plastic lining to protect the metal from acids. There are many good food-grade stainless steel water bottles on the market. If you do decide to use a reusable plastic water bottle, keep it out of the sun. Sunlight, hot liquids, and scratches speed up the release of chemicals into your drinking water.
Okay, 接下来我们看 contaminate 这个动词。 Contaminate 是指弄脏或污染。 例如, the underground water was contaminated by a leak from the oil tanks. 地下水被油槽的漏油给污染了。或者是, after a worker entered the contaminated nuclear plant, he was put in isolation. 这个工作人员进入了被污染的核能厂之后就被隔离了。它的名词是 contamination, C-O-N-T-A-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N。 例如, the engineers are trying to find the source of contamination. 所以我们看的是 scratch 这个名词。Scratch 是指刮、划或者是磕。例如 the city round is full of scratches and cannot be read. 这张光碟片都是刮痕，没有办法读了。或者是 luckily, the driver and the passengers all survived the accident without a scratch. 很幸运的，驾驶以及乘客都在这场意外中幸存，并且毫发无伤。Scratch 也可以当动词。例如 Ellen's camera lens got scratched by her keys. Ellen 的照相机镜头被钥匙给刮伤了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So this sounds like a very serious problem or something that people should be concerned about. So our question or our lesson asks a very good question. So what should people do? Gabe?
Yes?
What should people do about this problem?
I'm gonna miss you, dear plastic water bottle. But it's true. There is something that we can do. The best material to drink from is not plastic. It's glass, which has no chemicals that can contaminate water. Well, that's good. I guess I should throw out my plastic bottle and get a glass one.
Right, and maybe you could add some lemon slices to it, too.
Yeah, that looks really good. Well, friends, just real quickly here, that word contaminate, that means to make something impure. So, glass, I guess, it has nothing in it that makes it impure.
Exactly. Well, we read, another good choice for a drink container is stainless steel. Now, earlier, Gabe, you were asking me about my water bottle.
Yes.
And if I should be concerned about my water bottle, well, guess what? Got good news for you.
I don't have to be concerned because it's made of glass.
Well, no, it's not glass, but it's stainless steel.
Oh, it's stainless steel.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
So if I drop it, it won't break.
Well, do you want to try?
No, not really. It'll make a loud noise, and it will put a dent in my beautiful water bottle.
Yeah, and the studio floor, too.
Right.
Okay, so stainless steel is a better option. By the way, stainless steel, the idea is there are lots of different kinds of steel, but if it's stainless steel, that means it does not rust.
Ah, that's a good point. You don't want rust in your water either.
Ooh.
Stainless steel bottles are better than aluminum bottles, which can have a thin plastic lining to protect the metal from acids. Let's talk about this phrase, to protect something from something else. Now, the idea here is, if you protect something, then you are keeping it from danger or keeping it from something else that could harm it.
Yeah, for example, it's Tommy's job as the older brother to protect his little sister from harm.
Hmm.
Or maybe you think of, someone famous, like a singer, right? The bodyguards protected the singer from crazy fans.
Ah, that's right. So take some time and create your own sentences using this phrase. Well, of course, we were talking about water bottles and how sometimes aluminum bottles have this thin plastic lining that protects the metal from acids. Now that lining, that plastic lining, could actually harm you, be dangerous.
Hmm.
We read, there are many good food grade stainless steel water bottles on the market.
So are you trying to convince me to buy a stainless steel bottle?
Right. This one right here is not on the market for you to buy.
Because it's yours.
Because this is mine. But there are other stainless steel water bottles.
Right. Okay.
Now, you see this word on the market. What does it mean if something is on the market? It means it's for sale.
That's right. It's a good phrase to know, which means for sale, right? It's on the market. For example, the new iPhone is on the market now. You can buy it. Or, I bought one of the best drum sets on the market.
Ah, I know you're always looking for a good drum set, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you do decide to use a reusable plastic water bottle, Gabe is doing that, keep it out of the sun. Do you often allow your water bottle to hang out in the sun?
No, it doesn't hang out in the sun, Rebecca. I don't put the water bottle near sunlight.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, this is a very good point. Okay, and why is that? Because sunlight, hot liquids, and scratches speed up the release of chemicals into your drinking water. Not good.
Right. And if something speeds up, this just means that it gets faster and faster.
For example, for another way of using this sentence or this phrase, you know, when I was in university, I had a knee injury. And, you know, afterwards I just rested and tried to get over the pain.
Mm-hmm.
However, what? I went to physical therapy.
Oh, yeah?
And that sped up the recovery process. So that's good.
Oh, yes. Sometimes it's really important to go to therapy when you have an injury. Well, you know, it's also really important to go to a
review skit. Clean water. It's important for good health.
Yeah, but we should watch what we keep our water in.
What do you mean?
Plastic bottles hardened with BPA can release a chemical into our water.
A chemical?
Yeah, and it harms our bodies.
Since when?
Since 2011. Many countries have banned plastic with BPA.
Banned? Well, that sounds serious.
It is. BPA can't be used for containers that have food or baby bottles.
Huh. Well, what about other non-BPA plastics? Are they safe?
Maybe, maybe not. Some might use other chemicals that might be as harmful or might have the same effects as BPA.
So what should we do?
Drink from glass containers. Glass doesn't contaminate water.
Oh, well, okay. I'll use a glass container then.
Another good choice is stainless steel. And there are many good stainless steel bottles on the market.
Hmm. Is that better than aluminum?
Yes. Aluminum bottles can have a plastic lining to protect the metal from acids.
Hmm. Well, that doesn't sound good.
Oh, and if you use a reusable plastic bottle, keep it out of the sun.
Oh.
Sunlight, hot liquids, and scratches speed up the release of chemicals into your drinking water.
Oh, no. Well, thanks for warning me.
You're welcome. So, drink up. Clean water is important.
So, remember, friends, don't use plastic water bottles. Use either glass or stainless steel.
Or ceramic. A ceramic mug.
Oh, well, that's probably pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Friends, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.